And Kathy Dawes now, along with Manhattan Ogden USD 383 School Board President Marsha Roselle, who's becoming a regular our program. Superintendent Marvin Wade with us also today, 537-1350. Almost reluctant to say that. Might get a lot of phone calls, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KME. And I'm only joking. We really do appreciate the calls.
We do appreciate the input.
And the input. Although the input time really was last week.
It was. Marcia. Last Wednesday was a very good evening. We had a good turnout at RESAC Auditorium. We went from 6 o'clock p.m. until 11:22 is what I wrote in my notes. And I have pages of notes from who all spoke and what they said and what their input was. And we really do appreciate how the community and even people from outside the community came. We had people travel here and to give their input. And it was a very civil evening, and proud of how it went. Proud of the students.
It was really good, and we've had excellent input since then too. We've just phone calls, emails, people dropping by with letters. So all of those have been passed on to the board members, and lots and lots of comments.
And kudos, by the way, to Michelle Jones too.
Yes.
Public information and public safety, I think, coordinator too. I forget her exact title, but she's done such a great job with organizing all of this, and I'm sure that she's had to deal with a lot more media than she's used to.
Purposefully, I've kind of asked Dr. Wade to keep it very minimal for the staff input. It's really been Dr. Wade and Eric Reed, Diane Dennison as our clerk board, and then, of course, yes, Michelle Jones, who's done an outstanding job. And that's been the main staff that have worked on this issue, just because everybody else has a lot of other things they need to be focused on. So, a huge shout out to the students, too, that presented last week. They did an amazing job. We had one individual student and then a group of five that got up and gave the perspective of each of the sides. So I was really pleased with how they did.
I doubt that people realize how many hours you've had to put in, Marcia. And I know you do have another job. But, I mean, you were talking to me at 5:30 in the morning the day after the forum, which I still don't quite understand.
But. I do have a great job, and I have a flexible boss, and I did go home and take a nap that afternoon. But you're right. I want to give a shout out to Daryl Eady. He was supposed to be on today, and yesterday we had a meeting with the administrative staff just because of tonight's meeting, and so I texted him this morning and said, hey, I'll take K-Man, and he has a regular job. We all seven of us have regular jobs besides this, and I brought in some visual aids. I have a stack of paperwork here. This is all the stuff we got Wednesday night, along with
about a quarter inch thick.
I have all the papers that we've been handed since last January when the reimage group started coming to the board table. Usually everybody gave us what they spoke to us at the table. So we have all, I know all seven of us have used this past weekend since last Wednesday to go over everything that we've read, over everything that we've been given.
And Dr. Wade, I'm still hearing a lot of people commenting. Welcome, by the way, to Manhattan Ogden.
Thank you.
This is your first time through as superintendent, and you've really had quite the issue to deal with.
The amount of things I've learned as a result of this, I thought I understood issues of mascots and symbolism and the historical significance of a mascot or a symbol to a community. But boy, the comments that I've heard from people have really been enlightening on both sides of it. So it's been a parts of it have been a really good experience for me.
He's still only been here 6 months.
Oh, that's right. President Roselle might not like this piece,
but
the forum went great the other night, and a big reason it did is because of all the thought she put into it, that she really took this on. Yeah, I see you over there, but she really took this on.
A little bit pink, a little blushing.
Yeah,
she
took this on by saying, you know, we want to do everything we can to give everybody an opportunity. We don't want anybody to walk away feeling like they weren't heard, that we'll be there as long. I mean, all of the things that went so well that night, her and Michelle, but really, you know, Marcia putting a lot of thought behind the scenes about who needs to do what and how and when in order to pull this off. So it was impressive the other night, not just because of the comments from all of the people and how well they handled it, but just the structure and the organization and bringing in the Kansas Association of School Boards to facilitate it, as opposed to putting me or someone else in that position of saying, okay, your 3 minutes are up, please sit down. She got somebody else to come in and do that. So a lot of organization behind the scenes that I know she's not going to tell people about, but I will.
Well, remind us again, I know you mentioned at the very beginning, but exactly how it's going to happen tonight.
So tonight we'll start with a traditional roll call and the agenda, adoption of the agenda, and then we'll do a Pledge of Allegiance. We're also going to make a few minutes of silent remembering, because today is, of course, Pearl Harbor Day, and we feel like it's important to remember, because if you don't remember, you forget. So, and then the first thing that we are going to address is the mascot issue. And, you know, we had this conversation yesterday. I don't know where my board members are. It's not something we've discussed. So you'll witness it as well as some of they will, in the sense of, you know, I'll encourage them to make public comment, why they feel strongly about what they are going to vote. And that's their time to speak their minds in a very real sense, because we didn't speak at all last Wednesday. And then there'll be a motion that's made, and we'll discuss that motion and vote on it. And I'm going to really encourage people listening to stay home. Watch this on the TV, because we're not allowing any public input anymore tonight on the mascot issue. And we're not opening up once. Usually when we open up, when we have a motion and we get a second motion, I'll sometimes open it up for public input. I will not be doing that tonight. We've had our public input time. And so then a motion will be made. And then, as Dr. Wade said earlier, we still have a full agenda of other things to accomplish tonight. We have a business meeting. We have, different issues to talk about besides the mascot.
There's also the aspect of limited seating. This meeting is going to be in the boardroom. There is a capacity that we have to enforce. So, and we're not in a position where we can have cameras set up, let's say, over at the high school, because there's events going on there we don't want to interfere with. So I guess what I'm saying is there's limited seating. If a lot of people show up, they're not going to be able to get in, and it is cold outside. So please keep that in mind.
Sure will, and I do appreciate that information. And I will, and Andrew Shores, our reporter, plans to, I'm sure
he'll be in the box with Michelle, as he always is.
Right, and I know he plans to tweet out and let people know what's going on.
Right.
So
right.
just as soon as we have the information, we'll try to get it out to
folks. Right, because we talked to the fire marshal, fire department yesterday. You know, it's 103 capacity in that room, and, you know, how do we handle that? And as Dr. Wade said, nobody wants to tell somebody to go home, but we have to realize safety and matters, and so we are encouraging everybody to stay home and watch it on TV, and they'll get it firsthand and live
at the usual 6:30 time.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, interestingly, 5, 3, 7, 13, 50. Should we move along to the rest of the agenda? Wow, let's do that. Dr. Wade, maybe some of the highlights of the meeting. I'm kind of glancing. I know facilities on the agenda and planning contract revision there.
We've got several things on the agenda tonight. Like you said, it is a full agenda. We do have under consent the financial audit report that the auditors came in, gave a report to our financial committee. To me, it was very impressive to hear all of the things, all of the dollars that come in and out and where they go and how well that was tracked, and really the praise that was given to the district by our auditors. That was great to hear. We've got a contract with the City of Manhattan on a special alcohol fund, the city provides us with funding for alcohol prevention, awareness, support activities. So that's on the agenda. There is a course proposals and changes for the coming year that there's been quite a bit of discussion up to this point this year of what do we need. One of our goals is to raise the bar and close the gaps with our achievement, and how do we restructure in some ways our curriculum in order to be able to accomplish that. So there's been a lot of work with that Dr. Jeannie Disney and Lacey Sell will present those course proposals tonight.
Should we go ahead and take a break?
Yes.
It's about 9:15, and I know there's more on the agenda we might want to go over, and actually some other things we could talk about if we have some time. I know making that presentation to the governor, the intergovernmental group, and I'm sure you're interested in letting people know more about that. 537-1350. If you do have questions or comments today, toll free 866-776-1350. Again, Marcia Roselle, she's president of the Manhattan Ogden USD 383 School Board, and superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade. You're listening to In Focus.
Cayman Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all of the Flint Hills. Book your tee times and see the full menu at ColbertHills.com.
The holiday season is